Soros Seeks to Sway Elections Again. By Jose Nino. In early February, Soros Fund Management acquired over $400 million worth of debt by Odyssey, one of the largest radio networks in the United States, per bankruptcy filings. Soros Fund Management was founded by billionaire oligarch George Soros in 1970. This move represents an effort by the Soros network to acquire a stake in Odyssey. Broadly speaking, the Soros financial empire is buying up key radio networks in order to manipulate public opinion during the 2024 presidential election cycle. There's a general consensus emerging that incumbent President Joe Biden is slipping in the polls against Donald Trump. As a result, the ruling class has been prompted to take any measures necessary to ensure that Trump does not reoccupy the Oval Office. Soros and company clearly understand the value of having a favorable media apparatus in terms of narrative creation and propping up political candidates. According to a report by Robert Schmadt of The Daily Caller, the Odyssey purchase is just the latest in a line of acquisitions Soros and his philanthropic network have undertaken to embed themselves in the corporate media ecosystem. Latino Media Network bought several Spanish-language radio stations, 18 in total, based in the U.S. for roughly $60 million in 2022. The Spanish-speaking media conglomerate used a loan from Lakestar Finance, an investment group where Soros Fund Management plays the role as the principal investment manager, according to an SEC filing. This purchase is part of an effort by Democrats and liberal organizations to solidify support among Hispanic voters, which they believe are starting to gravitate towards the Republican Party as a result of the party's recent populist shift. The Soros network has also been dropping millions into local news networks as part of its plan to ensure a liberal hegemonic narrative in media coverage of events. The Foundation to Promote Open Society doled out roughly $2 million to the Lenfest Institute in the timeframe of 2019 to 2022, per a grant database. Similarly, the Foundation to Promote Open Society gave north of $500,000 to the Institute for Nonprofit News between 2020 and 2022, according to this same database's findings. The Lenfest Institute is the owner of the Philadelphia Inquirer and provides operational support to local media outlets nationwide, as outlined by its website. At 93 years old, George Soros recognizes the limits of his political activism. Hence, his decision to hand over his philanthropic empire, worth roughly $25 billion, to his son Alexander Soros last summer. The younger Soros has described himself as more political than his father. Alexander has participated in recent meetings with Biden administration officials, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, and foreign heads of state such as Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to push for issues central to the Soros agenda. The Open Society Foundations, OSF, is the most prominent of the Soros organizations. It sends roughly $1.5 billion annually to organizations worldwide that purportedly advance human rights and democratic principles. In reality, such money is used to mobilize groups that try to launch destabilization efforts against governments that are on the American regime's political blacklist. OSF money also goes to universities and other educational organizations to ensure that educational institutions continue to warp the minds of the youth with leftist memes and indoctrination. The Soros-funded Political Action Committee, Democracy PAC, has gone the political route by bankrolling the electoral campaigns of district attorneys and law enforcement officials. The play here is to get soft-on-crime elected officials in office so that jails with violent criminals get emptied out and subsequently turn cities nationwide into facsimiles of Gotham, areas where criminality reigns supreme. The Soros network is clearly making a domestic pivot in terms of its operations. This globalist network is renowned for its international operations, but it views the rise of Donald Trump and America First nationalism as a unique challenge that requires an all-hands-on-deck approach to political subversion. After all, a second Trump administration could potentially see a retrenchment in foreign policy affairs, a dismantling of portions of the administrative state, and a genuine move toward immigration restriction, a nightmare scenario for a dyed-in-the-wool globalist. Make no mistake about it, transnational globalist consortiums like the Soros Network will do everything in their power to prevent the events of 2016 from ever happening again. Jose Nino is a freelance writer based in Austin, Texas. You can contact him via Facebook and Twitter. Get his ebook, The 10 Myths of Gun Control, at josealbertonino.gumroad.com. Subscribe to his Substack newsletter at joseninounfiltered on substack.com.